The scene behind the firefighters' line was very different when they returned. The fire was not completely defeated, but the mood of the place made it clear that the battle against it was as good as won. There were many more people bustling around now, paramedics and police as well as firefighters, and a lot more vehicles. There was even a television news crew there. Rascal recognized the group being questioned by a police officer. It was the four campers who had refused to give Rascal anything to drink earlier that day, though it now seemed like a long time ago. They looked pale-faced and shaken. But for Haley's family, no one else in the world existed but each other. The four of them hugged and cried and laughed all at the same time. Her dad knelt down in front of Haley. "Haley, my brave girl. My brave, brave girl. How did you do it? How did you get back all by yourself?" "I didn't, Daddy," she answered. "The doggy helped me." They both looked at Rascal, who was still standing next to Mike. "Don't ask me who he is," said the firefighter with a bemused shrug. "I just know he's one good dog." He bent down and ruffled Rascal's fur. "One thing's for sure," said Kevin, putting an arm round his sister's shoulders. "I'll never call you a chicken again. Ever." And that was the closest he'd ever come to an apology. "Excuse me," said the TV news reporter, who had just finished interviewing someone from the park authorities. "We've just heard what happened, everything you've been through. I know this is a difficult time, but would you mind if we do a quick interview? Our viewers would love to hear your story, especially how the dog helped save you." She glanced at Rascal. "What's his name, anyway?"
We don't know," said Haley's dad.
Kevin smiled and whispered something into Haley's ear. She grinned too. "He's called Champ," she said. "It's short for World Champion Dog," added Kevin, "because he's so brave. Right, Champ?" Rascal gave another bark of happiness. The cameraman pulled his head away from the lens. "I've got them all in shot," he said to the reporter. "Ready when you are." The TV reporter put on her best TV smile and pushed a microphone towards them.